This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It off Edwards, 1.8 remaining, plenty of time for Milwaukee to get off a quality shot.
If I'm a Philadelphia fan, please, let me be healthy when we get to the end of the year to make the playoffs. Because we would have inside, outside, medium range games if George comes back.
Kuzma's shot is good. He got hit. Doc Rivers upset. Thought it should have been a foul. It was certainly contact. But Kuzma with an excellent play.
Kyle Kuzma with the buzzer beater there. First quarter buzzer beater. Bucks go on to beat the Sixers yesterday. Now return home tonight to take on the one and only Golden State Warriors. Joining us now, he is the assistant general manager and director of player personnel for the Golden State Warriors. He is former Bucks GM Larry Harris, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. How are we doing, Larry Harris?
I'm doing great. Great to hear from you. Glad you're doing what you do best. Glad to see you're back in the saddle.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Okay, so let's get to talking about this crazy NBA trade deadline that we saw. I'm not as old as you, thankfully, but I don't remember there ever being these many star-type players moved at one deadline prior.
That is true. I think there were shockwaves when Luka got traded, certainly to the Lakers. But certainly the number of players, that I think a lot of just basic fans of just the NBA, not ones that, follow every transaction we do every day. I think the normal NBA fan is like, wow, it's like if Luka can be traded, anybody can be traded.
Yes, that's exactly correct. But my thing is, and I would love to understand how this is all thought about, because after that deal went down, there was talk that you all decided to start calling around the league to see what other stars might be available that you weren't aware of. And that's probably the immediate reaction from a lot of front offices when a star of that quality gets traded and everybody's like, I didn't know he was even available.
Yeah, no, it was done in the dark of night, and they kept it pretty quiet, which is really unheard of. I mean, you've been through many trade deadlines and drafts and free agency, generally it gets out, especially with all social media and, there's phones everywhere. The fact that never got out was really kind of shocking, I think, to the whole entire world. But to answer your thought, I would just say this. I know from our perspective, I mean, certainly we were trying to do some things much earlier than the trade deadline when we were able to consummate a trade. So even though the Luka thing was going on, they said it was going on for 3 or 4 weeks, I know for us and what we were looking at, we were trying to actively pursue some things prior to the actual day, the trade deadline day. So I will say that we were certainly active, more than we've ever been in the past, and yet we found a lot of teams were where we were at trying to make some changes as well, because if you look at the standings, especially in the West, with us on the outside looking in, I mean, we're 3.5 games from being in the sixth spot. So, you know, 2 or 3 wins in a row matter. In the East, it's a little bit different, but I think there's a number of teams who would like to get into that top six so they don't have to play the, you know, they don't have to play those play-in games.
How much has the CBA and all these aprons and luxury tax gone into kind of making things more difficult to get things done?
I think going into the trade deadline, if you'd have asked me that 2 weeks ago, I would have told you it was going to be hard. I do think that what helped this particular one, and I think as we start looking forward to future trade deadlines and even free agency and stuff, there's probably always going to be a handful of teams that have some type of cap space or able to create cap space. And a lot of the things that were able to be done, especially even with us, we were able to move other players other places that had salary slots and, you know, and players that were willing to be moved around salary-wise to where we could do some things. But to answer your question, if you're just dealing with like Milwaukee and some of Boston, some of these other teams that are into the second apron, it's going to take teams and third teams that have some flexibility on their cap to be able to make, you know, more than just like Milwaukee's hard to trade team to team. It's going to be having to get a third team, fourth team involved to get things done, which is what we had to do.
It's on with Larry Harris, assistant general manager, director of player personnel, Golden State Warriors, former Milwaukee Bucks GM, joins us here. On Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. Sparky with you. You guys ended up with Jimmy Butler, who has been through some stuff down there in Miami, getting suspended time and time again by Pyatt Riley. How quickly did that come together?
I would say the thing was, is we were really engaged with I probably followed social media and everything. We were engaged with another player in our conference pretty extensively, and Miami was involved in that. So I would say that it wasn't a direct involvement because we thought it was going to be more of a three-way deal than it turned out to be. But when the one team went away, we immediately pivoted, and so did Miami, and we were able to get something done fairly quickly.
Okay, so I have two questions off of that one whole piece. How hard is it when somebody's name is in the rumor mill and then they don't get moved, when they then have to come back and play the rest of the season for the team that, quite honestly, was trying to move them?
Are we, like, specifically the Lakers-Charlotte thing?
No, I'm not talking about anybody specifically. I'm just saying in general. So let's go old school. Luke Richard, yeah. Bob Mute, you know, is being rumored to be traded one way or the other, and then it doesn't end up happening. And now the trade deadline comes and goes, and he's still a member of the Milwaukee Bucks when he thought he was going to get traded. You know, how hard is it for that player to come back and essentially, I don't know, trust the team again moving forward?
Well, I think it depends the relationship they have with the player and the agent. You know, I don't think in most instances, I know this for a fact, especially with our team and my time in Milwaukee, with that when it got down to the trade deadline, these kinds of things, you had conversations more with the agent than with the player, would be the conversation of, hey, is there a chance my guy's going to be moved? And I think if you have any credibility, you know, obviously working for Bob Myers and Mike Dunleavy Jr., they were very honest with our players. So it didn't catch them off guard. But if you're asking for a player like that didn't know, and then all of a sudden his name's out there and then he's got to come back, you know, there's certainly some hard feelings. I think it depends on the player. I think it depends on the team and the relationship you have with the player. But, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To just say, hey, any player's tradable, yes, that's true, but I think it really depends on the relationship you have with the player. And it can be hard, no doubt about it, but it is a business, and eventually, hopefully, you'll be able to move on from it.
When a person makes public demands of wanting out of a situation, does that essentially take away leverage from that team?
It depends what his contract is. You know, for example, let's say that Anthony Davis, way back when, wanted out in New Orleans. Well, it's good to know that. But then as a GM, you're going to say, look, here's the deal. I know you want out. Let's try to be professional about this. But I'm not going to send him to a place that doesn't help us. And
right.
They're probably going to go, okay. So you try to work through it. But no, it does take some leverage away, especially with the team that he wants to go to.
Because that team doesn't really need to give you everything you want because they know you're essentially screwed.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I thought. Yep. Go ahead.
And they know as well, Sparky, as they know, let's say that Anthony Davis didn't go to the Lakers, but let's say that New Orleans at the time decided to send him to Detroit. Well, when Detroit calls New Orleans and says, hey, you want to do this trade? Says, yeah, well, I'm going to talk to the agent. And the agent says, look, you can take Anthony Davis, but he's not signing an extension. He doesn't want to be there. All of a sudden, they're out of the mix. They're not doing it.
He is Larry Harris, Assistant General Manager, Director of Player Personnel for the Golden State Warriors. They're in town tonight to take on the Milwaukee Bucks at Fiserv Forum. Giannis out, obviously, with his injury. Damian Lillard questionable, but I don't think he's going to play either. We had this topic earlier in the show, and I want to get your take on it. You know, Giannis out with his calf strain again, similar to what he had last year when he missed in the playoffs, and he's missed many of games in the postseason over the last several years. You have Anthony Davis, who gets to the Mavericks. Now he's out for several weeks. You have Lisa Salter saying on the Philly broadcast yesterday in the Bucks game, saying Embiid's going to need another surgery and he's going to be out another extended period of time at some point, according to Joel Embiid. These guys all get criticized by their fan bases for missing a lot of time. They get criticized by the media for missing a lot of time. Do you think it's fair that these guys get criticized for being hurt as much as they are, considering what they go through on a game-to-game basis in the NBA?
Well, this was a hard one for me because I think it's easy from the outside to say, yes, they should be playing. And, you know, is it really real? Are these injuries real? And, you know, do they want to play? You know, do they just want to play 60-70 games a year? I can just tell you from our lens, and we're dealing with Steph or Draymond, and they've missed games for various amounts of reasons. I can only attest to the players that I've worked for, been with, you know, gone through wars with. I can tell you that they want to be out there and play. I mean, I love our sports performance team, and there's a lot of them on our staff, and I believe in them. If they say guys aren't ready and they can't go, we just have to trust it. Now, I know it's frustrating, especially when, like, we were to come into Milwaukee tonight and maybe Steph and Draymond doesn't play and it's a one-time thing. I understand that, and our players understand that. And I think Steph, you know, more than any other star, wants to play as many games as he can. But he also knows that the age and the injuries and things that he's fighting through, sometimes he can't make it. But I would caution the fact to just start labeling these guys, just they don't want to play, they don't care, because I don't know them personally. I can tell you from my lens and the people that we deal with, I'm not saying our players are better than any of those players, but I do know that our players want to go out there and play every night. They're not trying to find ways to sit out.
What do you think has changed from the NBA, you know, 80s, 90s to the NBA now, where you saw a lot more guys playing more games throughout the course of the year than maybe what you see now?
Yeah, I think two things. I think first and foremost, I think there is now more technology available to them. I remember when my dad was a coach there in Milwaukee, and the trainer, there was one, and an assistant trainer, there was one.
Yep.
Sports performance team was just a word in the dictionary. And so the end of the day, if a guy was sore, you just put ice on it, we'll see you tomorrow. You know, there were two-a-days all the way through training camp. You know, they played seven games, so they were kind of ramped up and ready to go. So I think there's two things. I think first and foremost, we have a huge sports performance group on every team. I think there's more analysis and data available, and they're trusting the analytics and things of how much load each of these players should play. And is it too much? It's not load management, just how hard are they playing? How long can they play? And I think those are factors involved in that. But I also think that, and again, nothing against what Adam Silver, what they believe in, but I think training camp's way too short. I think that it's a two-week thing, and guys play three games, and then all of a sudden they go from 50 to 75% coming into camp, 70%, and then they ramp this thing up in 2 weeks, and all of a sudden you start seeing small, you know, really small injuries, you know, usually, you know, ankles or you know, whether it be a pulled muscle here or there, just smaller injuries that just seem to kind of linger on and on throughout the season. And, you know, I mean, yeah, you get the Achilles tear and you may get an ACL, but you're really getting a lot of these smaller injuries are being detected mainly because we have all this technology available to them, and they want to make sure that they can play at a level that's acceptable. And so maybe they're out a week longer than we normally would on an ankle sprain.
He is Larry Harris, Assistant General Manager, Director of Player Personnel for the Golden State Warriors. Larry, as always, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate always talking to you. And, of course, we need the Warriors to win tonight more than you guys do.
We're not playing Dame and Giannis, I'm not expecting to win, to be honest with you. So it doesn't really matter from that perspective. Now, if Dame plays, then, yeah, maybe. I only had one request, Larry, earlier in the show. Every time Jimmy touches the ball, I just simply want to hear, boo! Every time he touches the ball, if we get that at Fiserv Forum, I'll be happy tonight.
Did he not go to college there?
He doesn't like Milwaukee. He just went to school here. That's been an ongoing storyline with him in Milwaukee since he left. So, no, I have no...
I'm kidding. I know.
Boo the hell out of him. That's what I say.
I'm assuming you'll have a section lined up ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that.
I think that's a good idea. Yes. Yes, I do. Larry, I will see you next time you're in town.
You got it.
There he is. Larry Harris, Assistant General Manager, Director of Player Personnel with the Golden State Warriors. We're going to talk old school. Back in the day when him and I used to do a show together, man. When he was the general manager of the Bucks, when we do a show together, we're going to talk about entertaining radio. That was some of the most entertaining radio we've had on this station over the course of time when me and Larry Harris and Gary Wolfel of the Racing Journal Times, we used to do a show together. We would take it on the road and do remotes at bars and stuff. Oh, my God. Those were fun. Those were fun times.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.